Ruth started us off in a way, and she talked about some of the things I'm going to talk about, so I won't go back over that. But Ava comes to challenge us this morning about what we really believe and who we are. And Ruth said in something that she said that we don't even really believe the stuff that we say. So we have to help ourselves this morning. We have to have a course correction, because to walk around say I'm a Christian and then and say words related to Christianity and have them not have any power and not any authority and not change our life, if nothing else, the price that Jesus paid to give you the right to say you're a Christian should make us be the best humans on the planet. Forget miracles, forget other stuff, but just the fact that He paid with His blood to give us the right to become the sons and daughters of God should be enough for us to be the best human beings on the planet. And I'll tell you this morning that I'm not that. And so I have to look inside my heart and figure out why that I say I'm a Christian, but I'm not a great human being all the time. And that's a challenge for all of us. And the answer is that we aren't using the power that He gave us. So the Bible says, and I'm not going to read a lot of scripture to you this morning, but in Romans 4:6, it says, we've been buried with Him through baptism into death. We just celebrated Easter. Means that we are raised again to life. Ava is life. And we would miss a moment here this morning if we just think, hey, this is another dedication. I'll tell you what, if you've ever been at a birth and it hasn't changed you in some profound way, then I would wonder if you're breathing. For those of you that have, I think you know what I'm talking about. For those of you that haven't, you cannot explain that moment when that happens. And you can't say, wow, that must have been a pile of molecules that just came together on their own. Just doesn't make any sense when you witness that moment. But Paul says that if we were buried with Him, then we are raised with Him through the glory of the Father, so that we might walk in newness of life. Everybody say that with me. In newness of life. I am walking in newness of life. What's preventing us from doing that? It's not God. God paid the price. God supplied the power. It's now my choice. So I come and I'm a part of this thing called Christianity. And it's not about going to church, but it is. It's not about any kind of strange behavior. Sometimes it is. But it is about newness of life. And Ava is about newness of life. And she challenges us this morning. Because I'll tell you what, and Lionel said it clearly, we have to believe for her all the things that God says for her, or she won't get there. But some of us don't believe those things for ourselves. So how can we believe them for her? We know that our old self is crucified with Him in order that our body of sin might be done away with. So we're no longer slaves to sin. We're no longer slaves to poor behavior. We're no longer slaves to anger. We're no longer slaves to hatred. We're no longer slaves to bitterness. We're no longer slaves to depression. We're no longer slaves to poor choices. We're not slaves anymore. We're free. We're free because He gave His life for us. We're free to live extravagantly and live differently. We talk about this all the time. As a parent, any parent that's thinking is not thinking, hey, I want my child to live poorly, or I want my child to live badly, or I don't want my child to succeed. Oh, it's exactly the opposite. We want our child to be the best. In fact, in our mind, our child is the best. In God's mind, you and I are the best. He's not asking you, nor did He give His life for you to live in mediocreness, in poverty, in whatever. I'm talking about a spirit right now, but also in the natural. He gave His life so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. 2 Corinthians, here's the problem. It's here. We can't get it here because it's not right here. And Paul again tells us that even though we walk in the flesh, even though we're still in this body, once we have died with him and raised with him, we don't live according to the body. We don't react according to the body. We react according to heaven and to his heart and his mind. For the weapons of our warfare are not flesh. We sang the song. This is how I fight my battle. We fight our battles in worship. We fight with adoration toward God. We fight with reverence towards God. We fight with humility towards God. We see the wrong. We see it's a little difficult. If we're all going to be honest today, it's a little difficult to say, how is Ava going to make it? If we choose to think with our natural mind, we'll lose the battle. Because there's too many challenges. There's too many problems. It won't make sense. We have to think with the mind of Christ. We have to have the mind of Christ. We have to start to take every thought. We have to take thought inventory this morning and saying, what am I allowing in my thought pattern that isn't what he's thinking? Our weapons aren't something that we're good at. Our weapons aren't that we're witty or that we're smart. Our weapons are supernatural. They are the mind of Christ. They're divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. The biggest fortress that has to fall this morning is the one right here. Yeah, we look out and we see what's wrong with the world and we say, oh, that has to change. And we spend hours in prayer trying to change that out here. But what's got to change is right here. I got to get my head and my heart aligned with him so that I can be like him. He's called us to be like him. He's called us to be the sons and daughters of the kingdom. And we're asked to arise to that. And even again, if that just looks like being a great dad or a great mom or a great son or a great daughter or a great employee or a great student, then we owe him at least that much. I want to submit to you this morning that there's more than that, but at least that much we owe him is being a great human being. If we died with him, and if you've confessed his name and you've asked him to come into your life, you have died with him. Then you are raised with him in his power. You have the power to think differently. I have the power this morning to think differently around the things that surround me that would try to drag me down and to think like everybody else thinks. Every thought that we have power over. I've been spending a lot of time lately on the issue of thought inventory. And so when I get a thought that normally I would have maybe dwelled on, or normally I would have said, boy, I'm a really bad person because I had that thought, I'm taking inventory now and saying, that's not my thought. I'm saying, I have power over that thought. And I'm saying, that's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. It stops right now. And the minute I do that, I switch. I purposely switch my thinking. When I capture it, it's not happening 100% of the time. But I'll tell you what, since I've been paying attention, I'm a lot better at it. And what happens? A thought from the past or just a thought? We're bombarded with stuff every day, every minute. We are bombarded with stuff that isn't godly, with stuff that isn't good. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is wholesome is what we're supposed to be focusing our minds on. But we can only control what we can control. We can't control what comes at us, but we can control how we react to it. And so when we get that thought, when we get that place, when something happens to us, our first reaction is something negative. We capture that and we say, no, that's not who I am. I am this. That thought is now gone. It's been chased out. It's been taken captive by divine power, and it's been expunged from my mind. And when I begin to do that in a consistent way, I live differently. Ava will never make it if her parents don't spend incredible amounts of time speaking into her life. God created everything by his word. The Bible says, And he spoke, and there was light. It didn't say he wished. It doesn't say he thought about it. It says he spoke it into existence. And so when we look at this beautiful child and we say, what's to come? What will it look like? A lot of what it will look like is what we're going to do now. Is how we're going to speak now. And so I want to challenge you guys. I want to challenge you guys to really think about your words all the time. Even when you're frustrated and you're tired and you're hungry and you want to do something else, think about your words because they all count. And when I think about my own life with my own children, I had a lot of wasteful words, a lot of not good words, not productive words, not necessarily bad, but not necessarily good either. I want you to be conscious. I want you to pay special attention to the words that you speak because your words bring life. And that goes for all of us this morning. This is, we're talking about a child, but each one of us, as Ruth also said, is a child or has to be a child to approach the kingdom of God. We have to have that openness, that faith, the willingness to believe, but we have to begin to speak to ourselves differently. We have to be able to hear what God is saying. And the way we do it, hearing comes by the word of God, is we use the word of God to speak into our life over our situations. I get it. We all have challenges in our lives. I could give you the list of mine. It's not important. What's important is we begin to speak to those things. And what's important is the way we see those things and how we address them and whether we are agreeing with the negative or the challenging things of life or whether we're agreeing with what God says about those things in our life. There's a big difference. We're divinely empowered to destroy fortresses. Let's say that with me. I'm divinely empowered to destroy fortresses. You guys don't sound convinced. Come on. I'm divinely empowered to destroy fortresses. Again, the caveat here would be is if you've accepted Christ, if you're here this morning and you haven't, then you don't realize that you can be. And it's okay because later on we'll help you and you will be. But if you've accepted Christ, you and I are divinely empowered. Not logically empowered, not knowledge-based empowered, but divinely empowered to destroy fortresses. And if this morning I can destroy the fortresses in my own mind, then I can become a real blessing to humanity. I can become a unifier. I can become a lover, not a hater. I can become a blesser, not a curser. And so much more. You and I are raised in Him, can capture, control, and destroy thoughts that are not His thoughts and agree with thoughts that are. The Bible says this thing about Jesus, which is something that we should give a lot of thought to today. When He spoke, He said these words, I only do and I only say what I hear the Father saying and what I see the Father doing. I challenge myself this morning. I challenge every one of you. I challenge again you, Lionel and Vanessa. A lot of what Ava is going to do is what she sees and hears the both of you doing. So there'll be a time when you say, well, my child is old enough and they're responsible. But you will not be able to relinquish the responsibility that you were given to steward that life to that point. At a certain point, every one of us is going to have to be responsible for our own decisions, and we will be. But as parents, both physically and spiritually, we will be held responsible for what we do and what we say. And so for each of us this morning, God has given us divine power to access the life that He intended for us. And if it's not what you thought it should be, take His word, begin to apply it to your life, and begin to see and trust Him all the songs we sung this morning, none of this was coordinated, but they all speak to exactly what we're talking about. This is how I fight my battles. I take every thought captive. And then I say, how does God think about that thing? And then I renew. The Bible says elsewhere, put on the mind of Christ. Let's just pray. God, we thank you so much for this time. And God, even this season that we're in with the birth of children, God, which are an inheritance from you, God. And we thank you that your promise, God, is that those that love you and serve you will be blessed for 1,000 generations, God. And we have no idea, God, how long you will delay. But God, until you come, we ask you to help us to live as you intended us to live, God. We take the responsibility right now, God, for our thought process. And we just dedicate our minds to hearing you and living from your thought process and not our own. God, we refuse to live in a natural thought process. We refuse to war with the weapons of a physical and a mental nature. And we're asking you to show us how to war against the challenges of life with the divine power that you use to raise us from our sin and give us new life in you. We thank you this morning, God, that we are raised again. We thank you for Ava showing us that there is new life for us. If we've forgotten this morning about newness, God, we're asking you to touch us right now and revisit us with new energy, God. New focus, new vision for a new future, God, that looks like you and acts like you. We ask that this morning in Jesus' name. We ask you bless the rest of this time we have together, God, the refreshments that are downstairs, the family, God. We just ask for a blessing of unity, God, and provision and prosperity to be released over this child and over this house and over each and every one of us and over our city. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we'll see you on Wednesday night if you come on Wednesday. If not, we'll see you next Sunday. And the family wants to invite everyone downstairs for some refreshments. Everyone be blessed. It's great to see you, even if we haven't seen you before. We love you. We love you, and we bless you. Have a great week.